This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
One time, a man went to the airport and he got his boarding pass and he went to the gate and he waited with his family. He was so exhausted because of how long the journey was and the rest of the journey was going to be. 14-hour flight to the next destination. And then they called his name to the gate, and when he gave them his passport, they gave him some really interesting news. They informed him that there was an overbooking issue and that they would be upgrading his seat from where he had booked it, economy, to business class. The man was so happy. He said he almost started to cry because of how happy he was. He said, "It's something I didn't think could ever experience. I didn't think I could ever have in this life." And he was so exhausted. He had already traveled a lot, and now was traveling to another destination. He had been without proper sleep for a long time, serving his family and serving others. So the upgrade that he had was really nice in terms of the experience, the seat that he had, the type of upgrade. And every time we ask people who were surprised with such an upgrade, how did it feel? They almost always say the same thing. It was amazing. Why was it amazing? Because of a seat that can lie flat, and because of some nicer food, and maybe you board a little earlier, the chairs are more comfortable. But that's the highest upgrade you can get on that particular flight. And sometimes people think really small when we say, think about upgrades. I want you to envision a situation in which someone went to a hotel and they got upgraded. The best upgrade you can get is probably from the standard room to a presidential suite. And yes, I agree, that would be amazing. But think about the man who was surprised with his upgrade to business class on a really long flight that was very expensive. The reality is even the wealthiest of people need to fly. And for some people that means private jets and all. And that may be super convenient or comfortable for them. And for everyone who's ever been surprised with any kind of worldly upgrade from one thing to another, one class to another, one experience to another, that's not what we're about to mention here. We're about to mention something that is otherworldly in terms of the upgrades, in terms of the quality, in terms of the experience, in terms of the emotions and the happiness. Listen to this beautiful hadith. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "It will be said to the companion of the Qur'an, يُقَالُ لِصَاحِبِ الْقُرْآنِ." So this is referring to the Day of Judgment. اِقْرَأْ وَارْتَقِ وَرَتِّلْ كَمَا كُنْتَ تُرَتِّلُ فِي الدُّنْيَا. Read, meaning the Qur'an, ascend and recite like you used to recite in the previous world. Because your home, surely your home, your abode, will be with the last ayah you recite, the last verse you are able to read. What does this mean? Imagine you're standing there on the Day of Judgment and you're reflecting on where you're going to end up in terms of reward. May Allah grant us Jannah. Now imagine you're being upgraded for every ayah you recite on that day from one level to the next, one upgrade to the next, one rank to the next. Recite as you used to recite in the previous life and elevate, ascend, recite, and ascend, recite, and ascend. And here's the best part. The difference between the levels of paradise is like the difference between the ground that you're on, the earth that you're on, and the star that you see, meaning it's a massive world of a difference. It's not like the upgrades of this life between one flight and economy and a business class. It's not even like the upgrades in this life from a commercial airline to a private jet. No, you are being upgraded to a whole nother level. You're being upgraded to a level as far as your eye can see, and that's for every ayah. That's every rank comes with that one ayah you memorize and recited. So if you have a friend who's been telling you, let's start being people of the Quran, let's start reading more of the Quran, you're going to realize eventually, slowly and consistently, you will also find a time and a passion to memorize the Quran. And let's implement what we're learning. Imagine your friend tells you, let's keep doing that. But then you neglect, you procrastinate, I don't want to, I'm too busy. And your friend, she ends up memorizing 1,000 ayat. He ends up memorizing 2,000 verses. She ends up finishing the entire Quran. Imagine just that one friend who encouraged you. And she went forth with this mission, this goal, and she memorized 1,000 verses, recited them, and lived upon them. You might see her on the day of judgment being upgraded, not one or two, but 1,000 ranks in paradise. What happens to you? Would you have wished to have memorized more? Imagine you're standing on the most important day of your life, the day of judgment. All of mankind is standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the day you are waiting for, the day that was promised. This is the day of compensation. This is the day of reward, the day of punishment and justice and mercy. Imagine standing there wondering, what deeds will help you to enter paradise? And even after entering, what deeds will upgrade you to the higher levels of paradise? And that's where your final home will be. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the Quran will be brought on the day of judgment and it will say, O my Lord, clothe him. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us people of the Quran. O my Lord, clothe him. So he or she will be clothed with the crown of honor. And then it will say, my Lord, increase him. Give them more. And then they'll be clothed with the garments of honor. And then it will say, O my Lord, be pleased with him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will then be pleased with that servant of his, and he will command, Iqra wartaqi, read the Quran and ascend. And he will be increased, this person will be increased in one good deed for every verse that they recite. The Quran is a source of blessings in the next life. The Quran cannot be neglected in this world. It could lead us to regrets sooner than we think. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show mercy and generosity to the one who memorizes, the one who carries it in their hearts. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give these people upgrades in the next life, higher ranks and statuses. Just think of this example of an individual who died and all they were able to do is memorize 10 verses. They'll be upgraded at least 10 degrees in paradise. And of course, everyone's in their own situation. Allah is aware of people's situations, what they're able to do and what they're not, how long they've been Muslim and how recently they converted or started to practice. But just imagine the possibility of you memorizing the entire Quran, reviewing it, and you act upon it, and you died in that state. And on the day of judgment, Allah gives you the opportunity to recite, to ascend the ranks of the highest levels of paradise. Because according to this hadith, as some scholars have stated, according to this hadith, there is a possibility for the one who memorizes the entire Quran and they live upon it and they maintained it, they died in that state, there's a possibility that that's one way you can reach the highest ranks of Jannah with the prophets and the messengers, with the angels and the companions, and with the best of believers. It's not the only way there, but it's one way for those who want to be close to the Quran and they want to live and die upon it as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst them. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the Quran is an intercessor. It will intercede, meaning it will speak on your behalf on that day. And it's a truthful opponent. Whoever puts it in front of him, it leads him to paradise. Whoever casts it behind him, it drags him to the hellfire. May Allah protect us all. Think of the things you put in front of you. And in society, with everyone's job, with everyone's work, with everyone's relationships, what are the things people put in front of them? And they focus on them and they chase them with all that they have, ignoring everything else. What's in front of you? What guides you forward? What gives you that feeling of fulfillment? And my concluding question for you is, how much of the Quran would you like to memorize between this day, this month of Ramadan, and the next one to come?